publication. Oxitec Australia aimed to sell friendly mosquitoes to reduce the spread of diseases like dengue. Oxitec's idea works by releasing male mosquitoes that carry a gene to kill female offspring, as only females bite and spread disease. The plan received backlash from scientists, health experts, and the public, but the CSIRO said the application was withdrawn not for the technology, but because of the financial state of the company. Official risk assessments of the genetically modified mosquitoes in Australia call the danger to people and environment negligible, with Oxitec stating they intended to resubmit another license application in the near future. A state government voter poll taken by Resolve Strategic has shown a swing towards Stephen Miles' opposition government as preferred state leader. The poll showed Miles' preferred premier status climbed from 22% to 34%, as Premier Crisafulli fell from 39% to 35%, with his likability rating dropping to 16%. While the sample size is only 900, Resolve said that the poll suggested that Labor is still alive in Queensland, and that LNP leadership have lost ground in the last year over their divisive policies. In national news, TPG Telecom has revealed another fatality possibly linked to the September 000 service failure. CEO of TPG, Inaka Beroita, used his opening statement during a Senate hearing today over the November 13 service failure to declare that Samsung hardware on 3G network was to blame for the service lapse. He also claimed that over 13,000 incompatible phones have only now been blocked from TPG services to prevent the issue from happening again. The company is seeking information from New South Wales Ambulance to confirm.
The Northern Territory Police Force have reopened its investigation into the disappearance of a Yolgu clan leader who vanished after being accused of murdering a police officer in 1934. No investigation was conducted at the time into his disappearance, despite there being a clear motive from a serving police officer to harm the man. However, a recent ABC investigation has brought the decade-old cold case back into light, with them identifying a police officer who has allegedly confessed to his murder. The Northern Territory Police spokesperson has now confirmed that the force will reopen the case and pursue the new lines provided by the ABC investigation. In international news, a water leak at the Louvre Museum has damaged hundreds of works. The leak in the Louvre's Egyptian department has affected between 300 and 400 works, in the museum department administrator has admitted. This includes works of Egyptian journals and scientific documentations, which date back to 19th and early 20th century. The museum has admitted the issue was caused by opening a valve in the heating system accidentally. This allowed water to seep through the ceiling and into the Egyptian room. Museum deputy administrator has said there is no need to panic, with the works going to be dried, sent to bookbinder to be restored, and then returned to the shelves. For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny and hot. It is currently 28 degrees with an expected max of 30. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the extremely high band. That is all for your 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
There you go. Yeah, you did it.
All done.
You're all finished now?
Yep.
Experience. You got experience as a journalist student now.
Yeah, I
guess so.
Yeah, and have you enjoyed your time at 4ZZZ? The community make you feel safe and welcome?
Definitely. Yeah,
it's been really great. Meet heaps of cool people.
That's awesome. And, of course, you know, Max hiding in the corner over there. You could talk to them. There's always opportunities for you to stick around. We love having our Zedliners stay. So have a chat, and we'd love to see you again in the studio. So
absolutely.
And good luck with whatever you do.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for being part of the 4ZZZ community.
Thank you for being so welcoming.
And we'll get onto some tracks and be back with some more Workers' Power here on 4ZZZ.
This next song contains words I don't know. Wowee! Some people might consider them offensive.
A million empty homes in so-called Australia, but 10%